And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, a collection of work by John Buck, who is an internationally renowned sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. His exhibit is in Gallery A. In Gallery B, a collection of contemporary folk art permanently housed at the Hilliard University Art Museum. For more information, you can stop by their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. AmeriCorps, UL Lafayette AmeriCorps, is doing its Cinderella project again this year. It's the sixth year. It collects dresses and accessories and shoes for prom for girls who can't afford that. They are collecting now prom dresses that need to be dry cleaned and on clothes hangers. It can be long or short. They also need gifts of jewelry, shoes. These items will be distributed on Saturday, March 9th here in town. Any high school girl in financial need who presents a valid school identification is eligible to attend. If you would like to donate dress, shoes, or jewelry, you can drop those off at the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps office. You can call their office or go to CinderellaProjectLA.org and you can find out more about drop-off locations. That is the sixth annual Cinderella Project, sponsored by the UL Lafayette AmeriCorps. The sixth annual Women's Conference, sponsored by the UL Lafayette and SLCC, will be held Tuesday, March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. You can register now at www.southlouisiana.edu. There will be a documentary film shown in Grand Coteau tomorrow evening. The title of the documentary is Xavier, Missionary and Saint, written by Jesuit Jeff Johnson and narrated by Liam Neeson. The showing of the film is free and open to everyone. Afterwards, there will be a Skype session with the writer. The program starts at 7 o'clock in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul. The League of Women Voters of Lafayette has scheduled an information session on local water issues that will be on February 20th. That will start at 11:30 with lunch, and the event is free and open to the public. Artist Doris Bitter will be here at UL Lafayette on Wednesday and Thursday, giving talks about her art and what she's been involved with. The first topic on Wednesday, February 20th, is Inside Arabic Calligraphy from Aleph to Zaha. And on Thursday, she'll be talking about her own work called Core Patterns. We'll be speaking with artist Doris Bitter later on this week about her talks. At the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupre Library on the UL campus, on Wednesday, February 20th at 6, there will be a spoken word night. All are invited to participate. There will be some scheduled readers and speakers, but you can bring 1 to 5 minutes of your own favorite passages. For more information, you can contact the Ernest J. Gaines Center here on campus. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette will present improvisational theater with a soap opera twist this Wednesday, February 20th, 7:30 at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. There will be a family performance at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Will feature Sunjata Kamalia. It is for children and adults. That will be on Thursday and Friday. For more information, you can contact on Wednesday and Thursday. For more information, you can contact the ACA. You can get tickets through the ACA. The Pandemonium Theater Group out of Crowley continues its auditions for Little Mermaid. They will continue on Thursday, February 21st. 6:30 at the Crowley Art Gallery at North Parkerson Avenue. This Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be a poetry reading by Erica McCready and Nicole Poré. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau from 7 until 9. All are invited to attend. Wanderlust Theater Company continues its run of You've Got Hate Mail this coming weekend, the 22nd and 23rd at 8 p.m. at Theater 810. They had a lot of great reviews over Valentine's. They opened on Valentine's Day with Milmore and Van Zandt. You've Got Hate Mail. You can purchase tickets by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site. Preservation Hall Jazz will be performing at the ACA this Friday, February 22nd. Tickets are available through the ACA. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just find the program that you love, a local program like Medicine Ball Caravan, Blues Box, Big Band Swings. Go to that program and you can listen to archived shows, or you can download programs for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7, we begin our evening, our Monday evening of opera with World of Opera. That goes until around 11, at which time you can hear Rock Japan. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.